第25课
I've played all sorts of sports, baseball, golf, basketball, but I love tennis best. In fact, you could say tennis is in my blood. I've played ever since I was old enough to pick up a racket. Jack, I do envy your ability to learn Chinese so fast. Everybody knows that Chinese is a very hard language to learn, but it seems you don't need any effort to pick it up. It must be in your blood. For 20 years, I've voted for Congressman White. But this time, I think I'll vote for that young fellow who's running against him. We need fresh blood in the Congress, people who understand how much the world is changing.
When our company's sales began to decline 3 years ago, our president immediately recruited a number of young people. This fresh blood made a lot of difference. Now our sales have doubled.
第26课
It happened 3 years ago, but it still makes my blood boil every time I think about how my girlfriend ran out on me and married some other guy without even telling me goodbye.
I went to a Chinese restaurant last week with a friend. The waitress was so rude, we ended up yelling at each other. Then she refused to serve us. It still makes my blood boil just to think about it. As I walked into this old haunted house, I heard this terrible scream, and my blood ran cold when I saw this figure in white rushing straight at me. While I was walking toward my car in the parking lot, two men in ski masks suddenly appeared in front of me, guns in hand. I was so scared that my blood ran cold, but they left in a hurry when they saw a police car coming.
第27课
The only real damage was a bent fender, but I knew Dad would hit the ceiling when he saw it. Sure enough, he was so angry that he made me pay for the repairs myself. Mary's been always very slow in her work. Her boss has warned her several times. Yesterday, when she again missed the deadline for a report, he hit the ceiling and fired her on the spot. I'm sorry I yelled at you kids this afternoon when I came home and saw the mess you'd made in the kitchen. Sure, I had a hard day at work, but I really shouldn't blow my top that way. Every time Bill and I make plans to see each other, he's always late and keeps me waiting at least 20 minutes. This morning, I waited for almost an hour, and I practically blew my top when I saw him.
第28课
We certainly jumped the gun when we packed our winter clothes away the first warm day in March. 2 days later, it turned cold, and 6 inches of snow fell. We had to get the clothes out again. My wife saw me in a restaurant having lunch with a female client. Not knowing who my client was, she jumped the gun and accused me of having an affair. I had a hard time convincing her it was purely business. Business is so terrible, my partner wants to close up shop. But I told him we should stick to our guns and not give up. Business is bound to pick up this winter if we can keep our doors open. Most students take 4 courses each semester. But not Mike. He always takes one more course than any others. He stuck to his guns even when he had to work at 2 labs last semester.
第29课
Please, could you give me a little help on these algebra problems? I've been beating my brains out all weekend trying to figure them out, but I'm still not sure I understand them. This VCR is too complicated for me. Okay, you've tried to teach me twice how to run it, but I beat my brains out again yesterday trying to tape a show, and I still couldn't make it work. Kids all over America watch cartoons on TV every Saturday morning. Almost every day I hear parents complain that the commercials they see over and over again brainwash the kids into buying stuff they don't really need. Several of her friends brainwashed my sister Mary into believing that her best friend Carol was saying nasty things about her behind her back. Mary was as sorry as she could be when she found out it wasn't true.
第30课.
The brain drain to Europe and America has been a serious problem for developing countries, but the situation is changing for countries which have managed a high rate of economic growth. More of their professionals living abroad are going back home these days. There used to be a brain drain in Taiwan when most overseas students from there wanted to stay in America after graduation. But now it's different. The majority of them prefer to go back to Taiwan. The president of our company is a young man who likes to hear fresh ideas. So he's organized a brain trust of the professors he had in college who meet once a month to give him advice. The director of our institute makes us feel useless because he only listens to his own brain trust. He totally ignores the ideas from those who work for him in the institute.